By the federal definition, 97% of the businesses located in West Virginia are classified as small businesses with less than 200 employees. 70% have less than 20 employees, which Commerce Secretary Keith Burdett says is very telling of West Virginia's business climate.
Small business is big business in West Virginia.
Burdett and his staff joined business owners, nonprofits, and educators from the ARC member states at the annual conference, which was hosted this year by the only state to fully lie in the region. This year's theme, entrepreneurship, transforming Appalachia's economy. Earl Goal is the ARC's federal co-chair.
We had practitioners, people who in their own communities work very hard to provide technical assistance, provide education, provide capital, and provide incubation services, to have a discussion about what it is they do, what works for them, to share their ideas with other parts of Appalachia.
The purpose, Goal says, is to discuss and share ideas centered on how to make Appalachia a viable environment for entrepreneurs.
In my work, it seems like everyone has a small business they run out of the back of their truck, or out of the garage, or out of the shed. And the challenge that we have is provide the environment where those folks can succeed and where those folks can grow.
The conference hosted a number of strategy sessions discussing how to create value chains with local businesses, how to gain access to capital and startup money, and this session, called Real World Ready, focused on embedding entrepreneurial lessons in public and higher education.
8 out of every 10 students indicates that they want to own a business. 8 out of 10. Now here's the correlating problem. They want to own their business, they want to be an entrepreneur, but they've not taken courses or had support systems at the school in order to help them become an entrepreneur. There's something wrong with that equation.
Again, Keith Burdett.
West Virginia has always been a state of small business people and entrepreneurs. And so we know they've got the motivation. And the issue is, how do we give them the skills to be successful?
Burdett says education is the key. But as the session's moderator, Ron Thomas, points out, he serves as vice president of the National Association for Community College Entrepreneurship. It's not always that easy.
We have all these now requirements for students to be able to graduate, science, math, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you got to get a little creative.
Thomas says the way to do that is to embed entrepreneurial lessons into courses students already have to take and start doing it at an early age to grow creative, business-minded thinkers from kindergarten up. Burdett says that's something the state is trying to do.
It's an essential step. We're doing more in both public schools and higher education, but we've still got a long way to go.
Statewide programs like Lemonade Day have elementary school students learning how to start their own businesses with lemons, sugar, and water, while more focused programs like those on West Virginia University's Parkersburg campus have classroom teachers calling staff meetings with their students in conference rooms and hosting trade shows where students can show off their products. Gull says it's never too early and it's never too late to start thinking like an entrepreneur, and these types of programs where students are taking an active part in not just their education, but in their communities, are the key to creating that essential environment to support an entrepreneurial spirit into the future.
The challenge in developing entrepreneurs in local communities is really about collaboration, being willing to reach out and partner with folks and organizations that you don't usually partner with. And it's those collaborations that end up producing real results. What people find out is they can do much more working together than they can by working by themselves.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.